You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. In the final part of his speech to the diplomatic corps on Monday, 13th of January, Pope Francis quoted from the encyclical letter of Pope Paul VI, Populorum Progressio, of the 26th of March, 1967. Speaking in Italian, Pope Francis said, quote, Pope Paul VI noted that peace is not simply the absence of warfare, based on a precarious absence of power, it is fashioned by efforts directed day after day towards the establishment of an order willed by God, with a more perfect justice among men and women. Unquote.
La pace non si riduce a un'assistenza di guerra, frutto dell'equilibrio sempre precario delle forze. Essa si costruisce giorno per giorno nel perseguimento di un ordine voluto da Dio.
Pope Francis had already highlighted this quote in his encyclical letter Evangelii Gaudium, or The Joy of the Gospel, adding, in the end, a peace which is not the result of integral development will be doomed. It will always spawn new conflicts and various forms of violence. But perhaps the most well-known words relating to Paul VI and peace were those he pronounced in French at the United Nations in New York on October the 4th, 1965, when he made a passionate appeal for peace. The late Cardinal John Patrick Foley was present on this occasion. He once shared with me his impressions of this historic occasion. Let's listen to part of this interview together with the sound of Paul VI making this appeal for peace.
The visit of Pope Paul VI was stirring because it was the first time a pope had come. It was a very historic occasion, and Pope Paul made, in French, an impassioned plea for peace. Jamais la guerre, jamais plus la guerre, never war, no more war.
Jamais plus la guerre, jamais plus la guerre. C'est la paix qui doit garder le destin des peuples et de toute l'humanité.
Could see that the people there were deeply touched. I think that even some of the people from communist states felt the power of what he was saying.
You've been listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.